This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran claims Monday evening attacks on Syria and Iraq were targeting terrorist groups and Israeli intelligence, but Iraqi officials say there were no militant or foreign intelligence bases among the targets, where missile strikes killed four people and wounded at least six others. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Istanbul with Holan Akoy in the village of Malala Omar outside Erbil in Iraq's Kurdistan region.
Iran says it also hit Islamic State targets in Syria in retaliation for a bombing in Kerman, Iran, that killed nearly 100 people early this month. Local officials in Syria say an unused medical clinic was hit, according to the Associated Press. In Malala Omar, locals say the conflict in the Middle East appears to be expanding well beyond the fight between Israel and Hamas, and there is rising concern that there will soon be no safe place to hide from the war. U.S. officials in Iraq call the attacks reckless, saying they would undermine Iraq's stability. Heather Murdoch in Istanbul with Halan Akoy in Malala Omar in the Kurdistan region of Iraq, VOA News.
Qatar and France have brokered a deal with Israel and Palestinian Islamist group Hamas to deliver urgent medication to some 45 Israeli hostages held by the group in Gaza in return for humanitarian and medical aid for the most vulnerable civilians. The two countries said the aid would leave Qatar for Egypt on Wednesday. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli tanks stormed back into parts of the northern Gaza Strip they had left last week, residents said on Tuesday, reigniting some of the most intense fighting since the new year when Israel announced it was scaling back its operations there.